And out here at the Holiday Hang on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, sorry there, Mike. You wanted to be on the mic, too?
I guess. Medford.
Thanks for coming by. And I just wanted to say, Mike Stewart's here, too. And Cassidy is here, so I don't know if you guys want to hang out with us. And
I think we could do that.
All right, awesome. I just feel like you're sitting in the back of the room.
Well,
and,
you know, Mike,
heckling, right?
Sue, you're a nice person, and Mike's got his shots.
Yeah, so it's all good. It's all good.
You always know what to say.
If you're tuning in for Crash Course for the Ravers, just want to let you know that the Thigh Scrapers have a big gig tonight at the Midway, so Brian Young is not here to host his show. So we're taking over the airwaves for the Holiday Hang here at WMFO
in
Medford.
Is it a holiday hostage situation?
Well, no, it's sort of more like...
It depends how you look at it.
He's sort of been, you know, we locked the doors and...
There's been some controversy about that.
Right, so he's got to get ready for the big gig at the Midway tonight.
Mm-hmm. Also, our sister station, WMWM, is having an on-air holiday party just as we speak, too.
Awesome.
From noon to 4. And they said, hi, that's a big hi from What's Happening in Acoustic Avenue. That's from Ronnie and Aaron and Josh and Bob and DJ D, who's also here at WMFO. So.
And I want to remind everybody one more time, tomorrow night, go see Larry Newman and Preservation of a Kinks.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening.
I forgot to tell you also, I will be playing a set at 8 o'clock on New Year's Eve at the Cantab for an hour, and then the rest of the night I am playing bass with the Kenny Holland Clan.
Oh, yeah, nice. Wow. Gotta love the Cantab.
Cantab's a New Year's.
Don't touch anything in the bathroom.
It'll touch you.
Probably close to if you touch something in the rat, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
So yeah, it's going to start at 8 o'clock and go all night, and then we're probably going to be having a big jam at the end of the night after actually Andy Pratt plays around midnight, and who knows, I may end up accompanying him as I did before. So
there you go.
Awesome. Well,
all right. Thanks, Larry.
Great to see you. All right. Well, so in getting in the holiday spirit, and you know, everybody celebrates the holidays differently, but I stumbled upon a really great song, and I want to play it now because you know, it's the holidays, everyone's in high spirits, right? Here's a little ditty from a singer who's really sort of burst out on the scene this year. Her name is Kacey Musgraves, and she's awesome. And this is her tribute to Willie Nelson at the holiday time. So check it out here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you. 'cause it's all the same. America.
have no money in my coffer. No gold or silver do I bring, nor have I precious jewels to offer to celebrate the newborn king. Yet do not spurn my gift completely. O ye three wise men, please demur. Behold a plant that smokes more sweetly than either frankincense or myrrh. And like the child born in this manger, this herb is mild, yet it is strong, and it brings peace to friend and stranger. Goodwill to men lies in this balm. And now my wonder weed is flaring.
Are you high?
Lit like that special star above. Pass it around in endless sharing
on Christmas Day.
And let not mankind bogart love.
You'd smoke my tree.
And the wise men started talking. And yea, the bud was kind. It was salvation they were smoking. And his forgiveness blew their mind. And still that wonder weed is flaring.
Are you high?
Lit like that star was once above.
You're so high.
Pass it around in endless sharing.
Dude, man, dude.
And let not mankind invoke a hard love.
You're really high. I'm gonna tell.
And let not mankind bogart love.
Early Christmas morning, sneaky as can be, I creep across the carpet and I peek under the tree. Pick out a gift from mom to me and bring it to my ear. Give it a little shimmy shake and what do I hear? Socks.
Damn socks.
This is the worst gift I ever got. On a lousy pair of socks. Tiptoe to the mantle, a scowl upon my brow. I reach up to my stocking hanging from a holly bough. I reach right in and feel around for Santa Claus's loot. But all I find is something there to insulate my boots. Socks.
Knee-high.
Santa, how could you let me down? It doesn't slip or slide or spring or make a sound that rocks. Hey, why'd you stuff my stocking with a lousy pair of socks?
Oh,
pair of.
You'll listen to Crash Course with Kris Kringle.
Yeah. Just before we came, the mic came up, Sue is like an army sergeant. She's saying, in places, everybody, I'm coming up on the mic.
It was more like the Muppet Show. Cass.
Can you hear the whip?
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah, she runs a tight ship, man.
I had my radio cone of shame on for a few minutes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Well, so Cass picked some songs for us. Well,
that last one,
JD McPherson.
Oh, such a great! If folks go out and buy that album, it's
called
wonderful.
A Christmas Album. You can't forget that.
Nope.
Before that, we heard Little Dealer Boy. That was Willie Nelson and Stephen Colbert. And Darlene Love did It's a Marshmallow World. And Brenda Lee did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And if you listen really carefully when she says pumpkin pie, it sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Just saying. And Casey Musgrave started the set with A Willie Nice Christmas featuring Willie Nelson.
There you go.
And if you haven't seen it, Casey Musgraves has a Christmas special on Amazon Prime, and it's got this great 70s vibe, and James Corden is on it, and a bunch of other people I don't know because I'm old. And
how old? Not touching.
56 and a half.
Wow.
And but it's got this great 70s vibe, and the set is actually really, really cool. So check that out.
And
Casey
Musgraves
on Amazon Prime. She is awesome. I just love her. Love her sensibility.
So yes, this is our 2019 holiday hang.
That's
holiday
right.
Hang, and I want to tell you, as
I look at the big digital clock, I can tell you that it's about 1:18, and coming up next, believe it or not, at around 2 p.m. is Peter Parcek.
All right.
He's going to be here to do some holiday stuff and some just great blues stuff. And then at 3 o'clock, we have Lily Black.
That's right.
Sans Lily, because she had to work.
Yeah.
Lily Black's boys, right?
That's right.
And girls. Right. I can't remember. The band is got girls and boys, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. So they picked a couple of Christmas songs that we're going to play.
Oh, okay, great.
And we'll talk about their gig this evening at Sally O'Brien's.
Yay.
They're hosting a big jingle punk.
There you go. Wow.
So we'll talk about that.
Your pumpkin pie.
So stick around. We'll be here till 4.
Everyone's in the holiday spirit. Everyone.
Yes.
Without exception, including Cheech and Chong.
Wee.
Oh, yeah. Earache my eye.
Push the play button.
All right, here we go. Right. Cheech Chong, wee.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man.
No,
yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man. They were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewie, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah, man. I played with that guy last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
Johnny Lang. Johnny Lang, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Back in town. Is that what that was? I don't know. That's what I wrote down.
You're playing DJ at the moment.
I know. I know. I know it was Johnny Lang. It just didn't. Anyway.
Okay. And she portrays one on television, too.
I do. Yeah. On my special show on Netflix that nobody's ever seen. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what we heard. We heard some Johnny Lang there. And then before that, we heard Run, Run, Rudolph from Rosie Flores. And sending out to my good friend Clinky. Deck the Halls from the Roaches. She's missing her We Three Kings CD. Oh. But
Clinky,
that's because I have it. Yeah, well, her name is Susan Klinkenbeard.
Oh.
I call her Clinky. Mm. Most people call her Clink. She's been on our show before. She used to be in Voices Rising, which is a women's chorus that plays around town. And she's also a former director of Camp Camp, where I spend my last week in August every year. So Clinky and I go way, way back. But that was for you, Clinky. Deck the Halls from the Roaches.
Yay, Clinky.
Yeah. Yay. Los Lobos did Christmas and You. And we started with Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Cass, for picking out some songs for
good
us.
Good selection.
Way to go.
Thank you.
I hear a donut pizza is coming.
A donut pizza. Awesome.
Yeah. You keep dreaming there, Mike.
Yeah, all right.
So we're expecting Peter Parcek anytime now. Woo-hoo. Who's going to entertain us with his wonderful blues guitar, vocal stuff that he does. Can't wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Lily Black is here at about 3 o'clock.
Wow. Until then, I'm going to do radio mime.
You said
how is it so far,
you're
kids?
So good at it. I know. So good. Well, we had a request. We're going to send this one out
to Roy.
Roy. Thanks for listening, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
And Roy wanted to hear some holiday Mel Torme.
The
and guess
wonderful
what?
Mel Torme.
We have everything here.
We're a radio station.
That's right. We're a radio station. We have a music archive.
We are WMFO.
In Medford.
Yeah.
Woo. All right. Here it is. Mel Torme going out to Roy. Merry Christmas, Roy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Roy.
Bye-bye.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Love and joy come to you, and to you your carol too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year. We'll be right back.
Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas.
Little rich boy. have yourself a good time. But remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make us annoyed.
Like the snow.
Oh, yeah. James Brown giving us some Christmas cheer there. And you're listening to the Christmas Hang here on the Holiday Hang on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Hey, Sue.
Hey, Cass. Do it up.
Okay, so I've been asked to do the PSA. So
woohoo! Kind of,
yay! Never done this before. Very exciting. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, hosed, etc., etc., or just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized